All right. Good morning. How are you guys doing? Good. Hey, you guys want to find out what the baby was? Is excited about that? Hey, all right. If you think it's a girl, I want you to stand up and get on this side of the room. If you think it's a boy, I want you to stand up and get on this side of the room. No. If you think it was a boy, this side. If you think it was a girl, this side. There's remarkably a lot of boys on this side for some reason. And a lot of girls on this side. It's very interesting. Okay. All right, Adam, why don't you pop a slide up there? How about one of the baby? Okay, all right. This is Emery Meredith Miller. It was a girl. All right, you can take a seat. Check out these slides. Congratulations, all of you girls who guessed it was a girl. And some of you guys. You didn't. All right, how many pounds do you think it weighed? Guess, what do you think? 11 pounds, that's really big. Anyone else? 7 pounds. You know, here, what do you think? Huh? 5 pounds. 6 pounds, 11, that's close. All right, 6, 11 is closest so far. 9 pounds. Not 6'10", a little bit higher. Hey, hush, hush, hush. What do you think up here? No? Almost, a little lower. No? 6'14". Very good. I don't know who yelled that out. 6 pounds, 14 ounces. There she is. That's not that big. Surprisingly small for how humongous Kevin Miller is. But this is a little card, kind of, that we can sign, and I'll take to Kevin and Jen later on today. So I'm going to have this right over here. You can start signing on the back, but just write your name or congratulations or whatever you want to write. But make sure you don't write too big and leave room for everybody because there's a lot of people and not a lot of space. So I'll bring that over to them today at the hospital so you guys can be a part of that. Say what? What? Oh, okay, cool. Well, I want to share a little bit with you guys out of the 1 Thessalonians. If you have your Bible, which I hope you do, 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5. Chapter 5. Let's pray real quick. We'll begin. God, we thank you for this morning. God, we thank you for your mercies, God, that are new to us this morning. That, Lord, just as Kevin and Jen have a new baby, God, in their arms, Lord, we have new mercies, God, in our fingertips, God, this morning. And, Lord, you have heaped upon us many good things, God, and we are thankful this morning. We pray, God, that you, Lord, would continue to keep Emery, Meredith, God, we pray you would keep her safe and healthy. We'd be with Jen and Kevin as they are embarking in a new challenge of their life. Lord, we pray, God, this morning that you would challenge us by your word. And Lord, God, we wouldn't leave this place the same way we came in, but, Lord, excited and prepared for, Lord, your coming and prepared for the day, God, when you will come upon us. God, we are excited about that. And so we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We pray, Lord, that your spirit would move and be active this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I'll begin in verse 1. But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then suddenly destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that the day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whatever we wake or whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with Him. All right, who here knows what the day of the Lord is? I'm sure you're familiar. What do you think? What's the day? When the Bible says the day of the Lord, what is the Bible speaking of? The rapture. Good, very good. The day of the Lord is when Jesus is going to come back. It's when Jesus is going to come back for His church. And there's different interpretations on when exactly the day of the Lord is. But most believe that it's the rapture. It's when God will come back for His church. So the day of the Lord, it says, will come upon us like a thief in the night. Or like labor pains come upon a pregnant woman. This is why I want to talk to you guys about this morning. Understand this. The Bible says that when God comes back, it's going to be suddenly. We're not going to expect it. We don't know when it's going to happen. But we have to be ready for it to happen. Just as a pregnant woman is ready for when her labor pains will start happening. Now, Kevin and Jen, they didn't know exactly when the baby was going to come. They expected it to come before the 6th, which was the due date, but it came on the 10th. They didn't know. But Kevin, I know this, he has the baby's room set up. He has the crib set up. He has the bag ready. He has the things next to the car. He's prepared for when that baby's going to come. They've done all the things they can do. They had the names ready. They had the things picked out. They had the phone calls ready to make. They're ready to go for when this baby is going to come. Now, my wife, she's due in 9 days. 9 days. Now, that could mean that I could get a phone call while I'm up here talking to you guys and saying, hey, my water broke. Let's go to the hospital. And I'd be like, sorry, guys, I'm out of here. That's the type of idea. Is we don't know. It could be another 15 days. It could be 3 days. We just don't know when that baby's going to come. But we have to be ready for that baby to come at any moment. We have the bag ready to go for the hospital. It's sitting by the door. It's in the car. I have the car seat set up in the car. I'm ready to go. I'm ready for that baby to come because I'm anticipating it. I know that it's going to happen soon. That's the idea, is the day of the Lord is going to come upon us. We don't know when, but we know that we need to be ready for it to happen. The Bible also says that it's, right here, it says that it's going to come upon us like a thief in the night. Well, who here has ever had their car stolen, or their parents' car stolen, or their house broken into? Some of you have. And most of the time, that happens in the middle of the night, or it happens when we don't expect it. We're going about our normal business, we're doing our normal thing, and all of a sudden we come home, or we walk outside, and we realize that we've been robbed. A thief has visited us. This has happened to me numerous times. I've had my car stolen 3 times and vandalized other times. And I've also had my house broken into. I was actually at a high school service, a vertical service. Oh, that's okay. And I came home, and I walked in, and I saw these glass everywhere, and I looked around my house, and everything was just demolished, and everything was stolen. Now, I was surprised. I was shocked. I didn't know when it was going to happen. That's the idea, is that God is going to come back one day, and we're supposed to be ready for that to happen. We don't know when it's going to happen, but we don't want to be like the person who has all their things robbed and had no idea that it was going to happen. We don't want to be like that. We want to be prepared for that day to come. We want to have the bags ready, the crib set up, ready for when the labor pains will come upon us. That's the idea. Since the Bible says that that we are to be like sons of the day, sons of the light. The idea is that that we are to be awake, that we aren't to fall asleep, that our deeds are supposed to be that of the day and not of the night. Now, the night is attributed to a lot of bad things, wickedness, things like that. Getting drunk is what the Bible says happens at night. Bad things, supposedly, they happen at night because they want to be done in secret. When we live our lives of the night, we want to hide things from God. We want to hide things from other people. We want to make sure that we do things secretly. So we're supposed to say, as Christians, we don't want to live like we're of the night because we're trying to hide things from God. We're trying to hide things from other people. We want to live like people of the daytime, with our deeds out in the open, awake, ready for something to happen. Now, who here, has ever been woken up to like a fire alarm going off or ever been woken up to a phone call or something like that? It's really disorienting, isn't it? I remember specific times when I woke up and in my apartment and there was this awful, actually, I think I might have it saved on my phone. Let's see. There was this awful sound, like blaring. Let's see. Probably should have got this ready. Not this. Didn't sound like a llama. Not a liger. No. Nope, not that. I actually don't have it on my phone anymore, apparently. It was this blaring, like, rah, rah, like, I can't even make the noise and just close my throat up. It was a fire alarm for my whole apartment complex, which was really big, and it was really loud, and it had a lot of lights and flashing, and I woke up and I just like freaked out. I didn't know what to do. So like I just gathered my wife and we went downstairs and we just started driving around the complex because I was like, is everything on fire? I don't know. I was just afraid that I wasn't going to be able to come home and find any of my stuff anymore. And so that disoriented feeling when you're woken up, when you don't know what's going to happen. I know we all understand that some of you guys are really heavy sleepers, and when you wake up, you walk around, and it takes you about 2 hours to actually be awake. Well, that's the idea, is when we are ready for God's coming, we're not sleeping. When we sleep, our senses aren't awake. We're not prepared. We're very dulled to the things that are going around us. But when we're awake, we are watching. We're sober. We're ready. We're prepared. We're like a soldier. We're like someone who's on guard, someone who's prepared, someone who's ready for God to come back. That's the idea. So God's coming back. That's what the Bible says. The day of the Lord is going to come upon us, and we don't know when it's going to happen. It's going to come upon us like a thief in the night. When people say, peace and safety, everything is going great, everything looks fine, the stock market's up, everything is going great, then God will come back. Now, it's been over 2,000 years. I bet you all know some people who are saying, God will never come back. God will never come back. God, that's a whole myth. And that's what the Bible says is going to happen. People won't believe. People are just going to go about their day. They're going to be, washing their clothes, changing their bed sheets, going to work, riding the train, doing normal things, and then God will come back. And some of us will be prepared, and some of us won't. That's the idea. Now, the Bible also gives another analogy in Mark chapter 13 of that of a master who goes on a long journey. You guys over there, you guys going to be quiet? You in the hat over there? Thank you. It gives an analogy of a man who goes on a long journey. He leaves and he tells his servants, I won't be back for a while, so make sure that you are prepared for my coming. Make sure that you are prepared for me to come back. Go about your normal business. And what ends up happening is the master leaves for so long that some of the servants start saying, he will never return, and they begin to act wickedly. They begin to act exactly how they want to, and they don't listen to the master's orders. And so when he does come back, they're not ready for it. So that's my encouragement to you guys this morning, is that just as Kevin and Jen had to be ready for their baby to come back, or to come for the first time, not come back, but ready for their baby to be born, we have to be ready for God to come back. We have to be ready just as a woman is ready for her baby. Are you guys ready for that? You guys ready for God to return, for God to come back for the second time? Who here is ready? You guys ready? Okay. That's good. That's a good thing. So today, I want you to think about this. I want you to think about whether you have all your bags packed. That's the idea. Whether you have the crib set up. You have everything in order in your life in order that you would be completely ready for God to come back. That you wouldn't be ashamed when you saw him. That when you saw him in the sky, you wouldn't say, "Oh my gosh, I'm not ready. Oh my gosh, I haven't done this." Or he wouldn't catch you doing something wrong. But you have to live each day waking up going, "Today might be the day. Today God might come back." Wake up each morning going, "Today, God might return. How am I going to live if God returns today? What are the things I want to do to make sure that I'm ready for him to come back?" Now, most of you would say, "Man, I want to make sure that I tell someone about Jesus today. If today's the last day that I have, I want to make sure that I do that. I want to make sure that I honor my mom and dad, that I show them how much I love them. I want to make sure that I respect my siblings or my teachers. I want to make sure that I'm doing the right things. Because if Jesus is coming back today, I don't want to be ashamed when he sees me. I want to live my life ready. God could appear in the sky, and I want to be ready for that." And that's the idea, is that just as Kevin and Jen have their bags packed, had their crib set up, had everything ready, because they don't want to be unprepared. They want to be ready for that to happen. So wake up today and wake up tomorrow and the next day thinking, "God could come back today. What do I want to do differently? How do I want to live my life?" All right? Well, Chris is going to come back up here real quick and do one more song. And then we can come over here and sign that. And I'll take that over to the hospital today. All right? God bless you guys.